Don Monroe, you have a project going again this year. What do you call it?
Bags for Success.
Okay, and basically you're collecting backpacks and school supplies, is that right?
New and gently used backpacks, all sorts of school supplies, but no electronics. Pens, pencils, papers, even those little round, gluey circles that you put on paper when you've broken the
Yeah.
three-ring binder.
Reinforcements, yeah. What,
That's what they're called, yes.
why no electronics?
I just figure it's too expensive. The schools provide a lot of it. And I don't really want to get into something like that. I'm not going to ask people to go out and say, hey, give me a tablet for a kid,
Yeah.
you know. And as I say, I believe the schools provide a
Yeah.
lot of that.
They do.
It's the small things. It's a package of colored pencils, and the teacher says, I want you to color this in, and the kid can say, I have my own crayons, thank you.
Yeah.
Just that little bit of extra, that boost, that parents can't often afford. I mean, if especially nowadays with the cost of food, if you have a choice between food and buying simple school supplies, there's no choice. You're going to buy the food,
Of course, of
you
course.
know.
So is it,
And
oh, sorry, keep going.
the other thing we're collecting is new shoes, various sizes, because they need indoor shoes for gym. And again, parents may not be able to afford two pair of shoes for their children. It's been about 3 years now that we've asked for running shoes as well. They
So,
need it.
is this for JK right through to grade 12?
Yes, except for the running shoes. The running shoes are only for juniors because the high school will provide a student who needs running shoes for gym running shoes.
I
There's a
did not know
program
that.
for that in Cochrane,
Okay.
but there is not at the public school.
Okay. So, if someone wants to contribute, what do they do? Can they get a list from you? And then once they gather everything, where do they drop it off?
Well, we have two places where people can drop off anything they like in the way of school supplies. Fresh and Fancy Bakery. Marilyn has been a supporter of ours all through the years. And the other is Microsolve. And Rick has been great too. He even got a company. He's been writing for several years to his suppliers to say, hey, will you help? Last year, for the first time, they helped. And this year, for the first time, the food bank people put aside all the backpacks that were donated through the year for me. And I just picked up 20 very nice backpacks that have been gently used that we will be able to stuff this year, which is great because those are expensive too.
Right. And then how do you distribute all this stuff?
I don't have anything to do with the distribution. I simply turn them over to the food bank. I don't want to know who gets them. I
No.
don't need to know that information. That's an old Girl Guide thing. You know, they don't need to know my name. I don't need to know their name. It's just I have this to give. I figure anybody who uses the food bank and has small children, especially if they have two or three of them, are going to need help.
For sure, for sure. How many years is this that you've been doing this?
I believe it's 19 years this year. I think that's about it. My daughter started it when she lived in town. She was a funeral director and she had a young son and she realized how expensive it was for people. She'd heard about other places doing similar things. So she started it up and ran it for a couple of years. And when she left town, I took over.
Is it just you?
I've joined with the United Church for two reasons. One, they can, if anybody gives us a check or a financial donation, I can give a financial receipt. We take it as a donation to the church, and then they give the receipt, and then the church says, here's your money, Don, go buy the supplies. They also help me pack them. I used to do it on my own, but it just got to be too much for me to do.
I can imagine.
So what they do is one Sunday is when we have a service, it's service is shortened, and everybody, including the kids at church, pack school bags.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then, of course, we have a blessing for the bags.
Of course. Is there anything else you want to add to any of this?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything else you want to add to any of this?
I don't think so. I might be looking for someone to take over next year. I'd be glad to help, but I turn 80 next year. It's getting to be a lot of effort, and I don't always have the energy to do it. But I am so grateful for all the support we've had. Castle Building last year helped us getting shoes for the kids. As I say, the Fresh and Fancy Bakery, Wallace Drugstore, Microsolve have been there over the years to help us with donations and supplies. And of course, the people at the United Church and their outreach program for helping with this program. It's just something that I feel, something I can do for the community. And I don't necessarily need my name attached to it at all. It's just something I want to do.
Yeah.